This is KUT. Baby boomers have dominated the workforce for decades, but now they're fighting to stay in it as they live longer and can't afford to live off of their savings in retirement. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports on why it's so hard for older workers to find jobs, even in Austin, and why there may be some hope.
Some people wait till they're 57 to move to Austin with no job prospects and dreams of a new life.
My name is Bill Hodges. I am a transplant, or a person who has moved recently from South Dakota.
What brings you to Austin?
Actually, the possibility of a job and just a change of pace from the country life, and now I live in the big city.
Hodges retired from the Air Force at 38 and hasn't worked for some 20 years. All that time, he lived near the Black Hills of South Dakota. But 4 months ago, he moved to Austin, where life is far more expensive. He's pretty eager to get a job, but he's never written a resume in his life. So he's sitting in the front row of a workshop called Overcoming Barriers to Success at Workforce Solutions Capital Area.
I have not actually went out and looked for a job for years, so I'm having to relearn the entire experience.
Like Hodges, 58-year-old Ali Williams is also getting help finding a job. Williams, a Louisiana transplant, has been looking for steady work since 2012.
I've had some jobs, temp agencies, but I haven't gotten a job in my profession that I do, which is commercial tire repair.
He's limited, though, because he has diabetes and high blood pressure, so he might have to look into truck driving, he says. And then there's his criminal record. He got out of jail in 2012, and that's not something he can hide. But he's trying to conceal his age as much as he can.
I have gray hair and a mustache. It would be gray. So that's why I'm clean-shaven, and I have relatively short hair. I have no hair. And that would give the appearance of a younger person.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2013, people 55 to 64 in Texas had an unemployment rate of almost 5%. People 65 and older who want to work, it's about 3%. While older workers are more likely to be employed, those who quit or lose their jobs are likely to have a much harder time finding a new one. But, job coaches say, older people don't just need to update their look to improve their chances. They've got to think about little things like getting a Gmail account, not AOL. Here's Kathy Lansford giving resume tips recently to members of her Austin job club called Launchpad.
All you need is your phone number and an email address. If you want to put LinkedIn on there, that's okay, but you don't need a physical address. Another thing that he said that a lot of people went, ooh, was a home phone. Who has home phones? Old people.
Lansford, who also teaches at Workforce Solutions, tells her students to avoid talking like an older person, too.
I worked on computers when they were the size of this room. Who says that? Old people say that. Don't talk like that. When I was your age, you know, back in my day. No, you have to speak with energy about all the things you're learning and how excited you are about the opportunity and the new technology that you've picked up.
And on top of all these tips, older job seekers need to overcome the shame.
The average length of time a person stays on a job today is just under 3 years. So they quit, they leave, they go, they find something else, they work freelance. If they're not working, it's not a big deal. Older people are more stigmatized. They have a harder time networking because of that.
And employers can also be judgmental of this population. Richard Johnson is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. He says employers make false assumptions about them.
One is there's a widespread belief out there that older workers are simply too expensive, that they're going to demand much higher wages than a younger person, that they're going to incur higher health care costs.
Two, employers fear they're not as tech savvy. And three, they think older workers won't stick around for long. The U.S., and certainly Texas, has an aging population. And Johnson says that's the silver lining.
That's really going to force employers to pay more attention to this demographic. If we look at the total population, ages 22 to 69, look at the growth in that population over the next 10 years, two-thirds of all the growth in that population is going to come from people 62 and older.
So, he adds, employers can't only rely on young workers to meet their staffing needs. That gives hope to 60-year-old Nancy Ruiz from Austin. She's been unemployed for about a year. She used to recruit patients to work with medical and nursing students. She loved it.
I have done jobs that have not been a good match, and life is too short to do something you really don't like. But at some point, you may have to do that for a while to pay the bills.
Especially when you're not married and living off of a savings account. Dorothea Young is 64. She was laid off 6 years ago and found herself caring full-time for her dying partner. Also, her parents died, so she left to Germany for some time. But now she's going to a number of job clubs and has no plans to give up.
I thrive on contact with people. I thrive on getting things done. Give me a challenge and I'll take it and run with it. So it's a passion to be needed and to have knowledge and to have more knowledge and keep building it.
Staying at home is the one thing, Young says, that just won't do. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.